Hi there. The word for you today is the word from the top. In Exodus 20, verse 22, we read, God said this, I have talked with you from heaven. Now, when God gave the Ten Commandments to his people, he said, I've talked with you from heaven. In other words, this is the word from the top. End of discussion. Just do it. That being said, let's spend the next few days looking at how the Ten Commandments would apply to us today. Number one, you shall have no other gods before me. Have you seen the new all-purpose greeting card? The front says, generic card, and the inside reads, happy whatever. Hey, the first commandment was designed to stop us from going through life doing whatever we feel like. It grabs us by the collar and says, hold on. Jesus is supposed to be Lord of your life. Nothing can come before him or it's an idol, so put him first. Number two, you shall not make for yourself an idol. Now, most of us wouldn't dream of worshipping an idol, right? But how about your loyalty to things that have no eternal value? Things like pleasure and power and position and possessions. Isn't that idolatry too? Anything that comes before God is an idol. And number three, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Now, just because you don't use profanity doesn't mean you honor the name of the Lord. As a believer, you must honor God in your speech, your conduct, and your attitude. The truth is, you are the only Bible that many people will ever read. So Paul writes, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 3, clearly you are a letter from Christ, showing the result of our ministry among you. This letter is not written with pen and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God.